The idea of this painting is a little bit what we want to obtain. It is from the book Madhurya Kadambini of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He opens his book by telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought a cloud bank. See the cloud bank of sweetness with him, and this rains down, and he prays, even though I am a tree in the desert, far away, may the nectar shower of mercy come even to me and give life to me. I think that is a good motto for the Holy Name retreat. We may feel, like in this prayer, to be a dried out tree in a dried out desert. I mean, that's a very graphic example. And desperately in need of some nectar. And this nectar of the Holy Name, the Namamrita, that is hopefully coming to all of us. In this session, both Bhujan Prabhu and myself will explain what we have in mind with our individual retreats. I will focus my retreat mostly, or my contribution in this retreat, on a philosophical term which Jiva Goswami uses, Sneha Samyukta Naam. He distinguishes between the Kaivalya Naam, that is chanting only mechanically and just doing your job. He says the result of this is that you are delivered from hell. But then he says that there is another type of chanting, not mechanically, not Kaivalya, but it is Sneha Samyukta. It's the name which is chanted with affection. It is said that Krishna listens to those who chant with affection, and he decides to bring them to him in his close association and give them the chance of direct devotional service. Mechanical chanting has a different result than chanting with affection. And how I think that's understandable. One devotee once gave an example. Imagine you are at home and someone has sent two truckloads of popcorn and they are unloaded. There's a whole mountain of popcorn for you to consume. Would you like that? Or would you like it better when a friend goes into the kitchen and cooks all the preparations you like, perhaps carrot halava, and various preparations that are to your taste and to your easy digestible nature. They are very, and he has gone into the kitchen and cooked with affection. What would you prefer? It's a self-answered question. Of course, the meal which is offered with love. I have been focusing in my young days on tremendous quantities of chanting. But I have dramatically overlooked the question, would this give pleasure to Krishna? Is that maybe something like the loads of popcorn which I offer? There was a question posed to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The question is it beneficial to chant greater quantity of rounds without genuine feelings towards Krishna? Can you understand the question? Is it all right to concentrate on greater quantity? Okay, I will chant 32 rounds, twice 16, and so on, without genuine feelings. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur answers, some say that greater quantity of mechanical Harinam should be uttered. Don't worry about the quantity, quality. Just give your best. Just rattle your rounds off. No. However, he says, better than such an effort is to put efforts to ensure that the Naam is uttered with extremely clear pronunciation and with genuine feelings towards Krishna. One should put efforts to perform Naam Kirtan of such a quality constantly. What were the two things which we should look for? Clear pronunciation, yes, and genuine feelings towards Krishna, of course. Yes, thank you very much. You're very attentive. So in my presentations, there will be a lot of active things which I request you to do. We will talk about establishing a sacred relationship with Naam Prabhu. We will talk about growing this sacred relationship with Naam Prabhu by genuine feelings. We will enter actually the area of devotional feelings and how we might invoke them so that they come in a genuine way. And finally, deepening our sacred relationship with Naam Prabhu. There will be exercises, as I said. There will be at times subjects that will astonish us or intrigue us. Intrigue is the word that we are engaging with them. And yes, I want to serve you in this way so that you can think about the quality of your japa. It's easy to increase the quantity. It's very easy. You just reserve more time and bring whatever willpower you have to it. You can also use your stubbornness if you have some of this in your character to do it. It's very easy. But to chant with genuine devotional feelings is something that needs our contemplation, our thought. We need to explore how we can do this personally. Let's not offer loads of popcorn without any feelings to Krishna, but something which will genuine please him. Thank you very much. Prashanta will tell us when these sessions are, and now I will pass the microphone to Bhujan Prabhu.
I see that that Maharaj's presentation and mine will go very sweetly together, because our desire is the same, and that is to ourselves and help others get closer to Krishna in their chanting. I've understood that one of the main questions that we have to ask ourselves more or less every time we begin chanting is, do I actually want to get closer to Krishna? Because if the desire is there, then if it is truly there, then the proper action will more naturally follow. And we can see that very often the issue is whether or not we want to get closer to Krishna or not. Here in Vrindavan, there is a sweetness in the atmosphere, and that sweetness is this is Krishna's land. He's present always. And to chant Krishna's names in the holy land of Vrindavan, in the association of devotees and the association of Giriraj Govardhan, there must be some wonderful effect. And that the most wonderful effect is that we increase our desire to get closer to Krishna. Tatra loyam api mulam ekalam. My particular presentation has three parts, or it's three different classes. The first is, or presentations rather, is called What is Truly to Be Gained? What is truly to be gained in this world? We live our life and we have a dream of what we want and what we want to achieve in life. But what is really to be gained in life? We'll try to deal with that question. And as the second presentation, I changed the name back and forth and back and forth from what is to be nourished to what is to be gained. And and does anyone, I could look and see what it is, I can't remember because I changed it back and forth. But what is to be nourished is the easiest way to look at it. What to do in our life that brings about the gaining of what we actually desire. And then the third presentation will be on in a different mood. What is to be feared? Now, if I ask you right now, what do you fear? We all may perhaps have different things that we fear according to our conditioning, according to different aspects of our life. But what is really to be feared? And what I saw when I looked at this question was the answer to that is quite surprising. The essence of material existence, in one sense, is fearing or defending. But there's something that we really should defend against and fear more than anything else that stops us from advancing in Krishna consciousness. Now, if I were to ask you what you think it is, I doubt anyone would be able to read my mind until you hear the the class. But then I'll be giving my class in the mornings at 7 o'clock till almost 8:30, and then Satchinanda Maharaj will finish off that time period with a short bit of advice. And then at 10 o'clock or 9:30, we will all make our way to the hill to be in the presence of Giriraj Govardhan. And to make our focus concentrated, there'll be no mobile phones allowed. Well, let's see if you can really do it. And even, we don't even allow, now listen to this, talking about radical, no photographing, because this is very private, our individual dealings with the holy names, with Krishna. We want to take it really advantage of this time to apply what we hear, instead of just hearing and hearing and hearing. This time when we're alone with Krishna, alone with Gurus, in the association of devotees, will be very, very special. Just last week we finished a retreat just dedicated to that one thing, being alone with Krishna at Giriraj. And the devotees after were almost astounded with the result of just sitting there in the presence of Giriraj Govardhan, sitting there and confronting the fact that we've Krishna Bule Sejiv and Adiya Bahimukh, confronting the fact that we have turned our back on Krishna. And how do you feel when I've turned my back on you? It's not very pleasant, even though I'm just playing. But we've turned our back on Krishna, and now we want to reach the point that we strongly desire to turn towards Krishna. And when we sit down in the presence of Giriraj Govindan, sometimes we become confronted with the very embarrassing, humiliating fact that I don't want to take shelter. I don't want to turn to Krishna. I want to. We have our reasons why we don't want to do that. But then we are there with no mobile phone to distract us. And Monavrata too. No talking to our friends. Then what do you do? You're in the presence of Govardhan, sitting perhaps under a desire tree, with no mobile phone, no talking to anyone. Then what do I do? Yeah, well, we have to make a choice at that time. Do we want to turn to Krishna? Do we want to confront our lack of love for Krishna? Do we want to cry and say, what can I, and this is what Maharaj was speaking about earlier, that there's a, yeah, to confront what the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is. And it's very much to spread Krishna consciousness, but it's very much to be Krishna conscious. And being Krishna conscious means prema pramato mahan, developing love for Krishna, or increasing that love for Krishna. When we join the Krishna conscious movement, we often have a hope that we tend to forget as we go on. And that hope is to develop our relationship with Krishna. And this is actually who we are. We know we're not our bodies. We've read that 1,000 times. We know that we're not our minds even, or some of us know we're not our minds some of the time. And we know we're not our conditioning. I have certain tendencies that will die along with my body. But in the midst of this temporary me, who actually am I? And the answer to that, this is the purpose of life, to actually confront the question or the point that I don't know. I'm going through life, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but I don't even know who I am, what to speak of knowing where I'm going. And when we find out who we are as Krishnas, Livera Srupoi, Krishna Nityadas. And yet we theoretically know this. So tomorrow we'll sit in front of Giriraj we'll set up our own altars. Everyone will get one of these and get one of something, a little altar pad and a cloth to put over it. And there's pictures of Giriraj, of Srila Prabhupada, and the holy name, and some incense to light, and we'll describe what to do with that. And then we will maybe write, we'll read, there's something to read that will hopefully will inspire our journey, and we'll read in a specific way, not to learn, not to just memorize something, but to sit in front of, basically, of our spiritual master. And if you have pictures of your Guru Maharaj, of Vaishnavas inspire you, or pictures of the deities that inspire you, we request that you can bring them and put them on your altar, and then write in a specific way, which is described in this book. And when you leave our little meeting tonight, please pick up one of these books, and please have read it before tomorrow's class in the morning at 7. And it describes a lot of the moods that we want to have as we sit in front of Giriraj Govardhan. In some ways, what we want to do is introduce ourselves to Giriraj, because what's so amazing, astounding, is that Giriraj Govardhan, he's a person, and he's a very wonderful person. And even though he's a rock, and rocks are usually very hard, he's very soft. And sometimes we joke and say he's the original rock star. But he's very soft and very welcoming. Haridas Savarjo. He's very welcoming. And when we sit in front of Giriraj and set up our altars, and we'll offer incense and a lamp, and we can pray, and of course, this is a holy name retreat, we should chant japa, and all the classes, all the presentations are geared to helping us chant japa and chant Krishna's holy names in a way that is very deep and meaningful, and hopefully filled with affection, as Maharaj said. Yes. So everyone will get one of these, and inside here, in addition to the incense and the lamp to offer and the pictures, there's also what we call prompts. So there's 5 prompts. And in the beginning, when you, even before you set up your altar, you open the first prompt, and it will give you some guidance what to do. And the second prompt will come next. And guess which one will come after that? It will be the third prompt. But these prompts aren't 100% required, except for the first two. But this, in case you don't know exactly how to proceed as you sit there, these other prompts will give some help and hopefully some inspiration. I've seen devotees introduce themselves to Giriraj Govardhan and tell Giriraj their lives, really introduce themselves. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about this type of experience in one of his Saranagati songs, going to a sadhu and telling him the story of your life, who you are, the pains, the pleasures, why you're here, what you hope. As Maharaj said, hopes. First I used the word expectations, but then I thought we shouldn't expect when we come to a holy place, but we can hope, because we're hoping to get some mercy. We can't expect to get mercy, but we hope to get some mercy from very kind, the dust of Vrindavan and Giriraj Govardhan. So we're expected all to be there by 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll finish the class, Krishna willing, promptly at 8:30, and then take prasadam and make our way, rested, to the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. And if you come late, then you'll have less time alone with Giriraj and with Krishna in the holy name. So I would advise you to please really try your best to come on time. And that's all I'll say now. I've seen devotees coming to Giriraj Govardhan, people who aren't even devotees, practically speaking. We said, why don't you introduce yourself to Giriraj and tell him the story of your life. And I've seen devotees just sitting there so innocently and just telling Giriraj, not out loud particularly, but telling Giriraj Govardhan the story of your life, their lives, and then sometimes they're crying, and sometimes they take a very long time, sometimes they take a short time. But just go to Giriraj and expect hope that you'll get some special mercy when you try your best to take shelter of the holy names and this very amazing opportunity that we have, because we'll have nothing else to do except be with Krishna. Okay?
I'm personally very, very grateful to Burijan Prabhu to have come up with this, since, you know, in the retreat exactly this is done. You are leaving your normal world. You're not even phoning. Wow, you're the first one who dares to ask an ISKCON devotee to put his mobile phone away. Very bold. And then you sit.
They don't offer them to the monkeys.
Oh. So leave them in the room, no? Because now you, in that time, you can actually realize the purpose of you having become a devotee. It's actually the purpose of it all. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Good, let us do some kirtan. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hare Krishna. I suggest that we all now focus our mind, we bring our mind to really our relationship with Krishna, because we sing his names, we glorify him, we come really into his close association by chanting his holy name, and let us remain in that space. To enter there, we will start by offering our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. Love. Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare, Hare.
And raise your arms in the sky and sing.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Devotees, you're doing very well, you're singing very well, but what we can notice is it is still possible for you to go a level deeper. So try now to connect with those part or this part in you that is a devotee of Krishna, that is very sincere, that wants Krishna. There is such a part in you. Yes, there's the tired part in you. There's the hungry part in you. There is also the distracted part in you. But try to find that very determined part, that part which wants to connect with Krishna. On a musical level, I request those who intend to play kartals to first check if they are able to get the beat, and then only if they are very sure to play the kartals. Also, please, those who want to play instruments, come here to where the kirtan center is so that we get a unified sound. Now it's soon time for us to chant. I hear few devotees who are off beat. Please, no need now. When it gets faster, you can join us. Hare Hare. Now sing.
Hare Krishna. Hare.
Yes, yes, it's much better.
Rama, Rama.
Yes, very good. Please, one more time, everybody.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Hey, boy.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Rama Rama.
Hare.
Time, please, everybody. Everybody.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare.
your hands in the sky and sing all together.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Please all take your seat. We will ask Prashanta to give us a little overview, perhaps, of tomorrow.
Hari Hari Bol! Hari Hari Bol! All right, so this was the ecstatic beginning of our Holy Name retreat. We will take a little prasadam this evening, if you wish to take, in the Giriraj Dining Hall. And tomorrow, our program here will begin at 5 a.m. A.m. With Mangal Arti. We'll have a brief Mangal Arti. So please, everyone is invited to attend. We'll be chanting Japa. We'll be observing Guru Puja at 6:45. And at 7 o'clock sharp, the first class will begin. We heard the presentation by Burijan Prabhu, What is to be desired, or what is to be gained, right? And Sachinandan Maharaj will also speak a little bit in this presentation. So several of our days on the Holy Name retreat will be constructed like this. Mangal Arti, Guru Puja, first class at 7 o'clock, then breakfast. And as we heard today, at 10 o'clock, we all want to be in the forest, in the Govardhan Valley, where we will be alone with Krishna, together with Krishna's devotees. So please be prepared for that. We have been requested to read a little booklet between this evening and tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. Please read the book, so that you know what to do alone with Krishna, otherwise you'd be lost. So we will be, for those who do not know how to get to Govardhan, we will be going together with a Harinam Sankirtan party at 9:45 or so. We'll be departed from the garden here, and we will spend up to lunch in the forest. And then we will return, have lunch. And in the afternoon, we'll have a class by His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj, learning to chant with devotion. And the evening will be ending with 2 hours kirtan. So just to give you a little overview, this will be the schedule for tomorrow, for day after. And then we have a special day in the middle on the 23rd, where we will be going to a place most dear to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, which is named Deya Kadamba. And there we will be chanting, 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 more chanting. And maybe we will reach 64 rounds, but as Maharaj said, we should try for good quality of feeling chanting. And then one more day, which will be filled with classes and alone with Krishna. And the lasting ending day of the retreat will be full of Harinam Sankirtan. We'll be having kirtan in the morning for many hours, and kirtan in the evening, and kirtan in the middle. So I wish you a wonderful retreat in the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. And see you soon in the Prasadam Hall if you wish to be there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, Hari Hari Bol.